Maran in Hilchot Tefillin, Siman Chafchet. Hayav Adam lemashmesh betefillin bechol sha'a, shelo yasiyah dato mehem. A person should always be feeling his tefillin, so he doesn't take his mind off of them. Vimashmesh b'shel yad techila. You always touch the yad first. Ushiyomar ukshatam leot al yadecha, yimashmesh b'shel yad. Ushiyomar vehayu l'tofot ben anecha, yimashmesh b'shel rosh. That's in the Kiryat Shema. Mishnah Berurah bechol sha'a, pirush bechol sha'a shemizkar b'hem. Anytime you mention the tefillin in the tefillah, whether it's in Kaddish Likud Bechor, or in the Shema, hayem l'mashmesh. Da'idech in nizkar alim tadil, you remember that you're wearing them. V'lo yevo lidei si'hadat, you won't come to forget. Ve'od, kedil l'takenam. So you'll know if they're in the right place. By always feeling them, you'll know if they're in the right place. She'lo yezizu m'mekom, so they won't move from the right the proper place. Now, the reason why you touch the yad first, Rabbi Shel Yad, that Shel Yad simuchalo, it's closer to him, it's closer to his hand. And we have a rule, emma avinim ala mitzvot. You're not to skip over the mitzvot. So if you're going to touch the Shel Rosh first, you're passing over the Shel Yad to get to the Shel Rosh. Now, v'i be'et mishmusha Shel Rosh. Let's say you felt the Shel Rosh, and you realize it's out of place. And you realize at that same point that the shilyat is out of place also. You have to go back to the yad and put the yad in its place. And then so always the yad has to be placed first, and then the shirosh. Halakha bet. Tefillin shirosh cholitz techila. When you take off your tefillin, you take off the shirosh first. Mishum dichtiv v'ayud tafot. Ben Einecha. Kozeman she ben Einecha yushetayim. Jesus says, Vayula tutafot ben Einecha. That always, when you have the Rosh on, you have to have the Yad. There's always two. When the Rosh is there, you have two on. But not necessarily when you have the Yad. The Yad you can have alone. But the Rosh always have to have with two. So therefore, when you're taking them off, you take off the Shel Rosh first. Because if you're going to take off the Shel Yad first, you have the Rosh alone. And the Torah says the pasuk "Vayu totafot ben einecha." You need totafot always two when the tefillin shel rosh is on. Kozeman sheben einecha yushetayim. Sarich lachlos tefillin shel rosh me'omed. When you take the tefillin shel rosh off, you take it off standing. V'yaniach betoch tik shel rosh. You put it in the box. V'alav shel tik shel rosh. Good. And then when you take it off, the Mishnah Berurah says you take it off with your left hand. If you're right, you take it off with your left hand. Because we don't want you to take the tefillin shel rosh off fast. We want you to do it in the slow way, in order to show that you love the mitzvot, you're not running away from the mitzvot. If you're lefty, then you take the tefillin shel rosh off with a right hand. The Halakha also says that one, when he handles the tefillin shel rosh, you always handle it with care. You always handle it with two hands. One hand is on the box, and one hand is on the straps. Not that you hold it from the straps and let it dangle. Just like a person wouldn't hold a baby by its legs and just carry it like this. You carry the baby with two hands. The same thing with the Shel Rosh. It's like the kavod of the Shekhinah. So therefore you hold it with one hand on the box and one hand on the straps, and that's how you put it on. And that's how you take it up also. You put one hand, the left hand on the box, and you take the right hand also back, and you hold it with two hands until you put it in the box. The minhag of the hakamim is they kiss the tefillin before they put it on and when they take it off. Mishnah Berurah says, "Kishemekapel the tefillin, when you're taking off the tefillin, lo yichroch eretzot al batim. You shouldn't fold the straps on the bayit, on the actual bayit itself. Well, it's not talking about the box, but they used to not have a box. They used to have the tefillin itself just folded. You know, it's on itself. You shouldn't do that." You should put it on the outside, on the titura, on the back of the tefillin. Some they fold the tefillin to make wings. To remember the Gemara talks about kanfei yona. Okay. When you take the tefillin out of the box, don't drag them. Take tefillin asu b'shel sha'atez. Okay. Amen ve'amen. And then there's a question.